So look now on page 22. He says, right, we hold for chatichin visadovuk. See, because once you say isadovuk, you know, then it asks the piece, and then you say chatichin nasas the veil, and then the whole piece, like you have the chalev and the meat that's attached together. So the chalev goes into the meat and asses, and the whole thing is aser now, and now you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. So he says. So he says, "Isub dovuk yishnei minim. Echad dovuk betolda. Ze osur afbi isid rabbanim." Because if it's dovuk betolda, so then it's not a midin suffik. Then even if it's an isid rabbanim, like the lathe, the dam, because it's a metzias that's where the tam is going. So it doesn't matter that it's only an isid rabbanim. Shemar levlo yosim mishar chatichas. But if it's the right, that's the first svara we said. But if it's a suffix, that maybe they were together someplace else, so that would only apply to an issa deraisa. Mashenkim issa derabanan lo chashinim, because it's a suffix. So why should we have a suffix by an issa derabanan? So that was the first thing he said. That we said already. Then he says, what if nimtza chatichas basa bekreplach? Right, you have kreplach. So what do you have? You have like a dough, and inside the dough is meat. So it's being surrounded by dough, and the meat is inside the dough. And now it turns out that it was treif, the meat. So how does it work now? Does it aser the dough first, or do we say no? There could be other things in the pot, and that'll mitzdarif with the dough to bevatel. So over there, he says, l'chora, it's not going to be mitzdarif, because just physically, the piece of meat is being encapsulated by the whole piece of dough, right? So it's encapsulated by the whole piece of dough. So then, of course, it's going to go there first, right? In other words, so even though it's not betolda, right? It's not naturally connected. You made it. You know, you took a piece of meat and then you took dough and you surrounded it. And now it turns out it was a treif meat, and now the dough was around it. But there's shishim. If you add the dough with everything else in the pot, there will be shishim. But it doesn't matter because you can't say that it's mispashet b'shaveh, because it has to get through the dough first, because there's no way out. You know, normally we're in a pot, so you have a meatball and you have potatoes, so it's just mispashet b'shaveh. But here it's encapsulated. So once it's encapsulated, l'chora we would say that it asses the dough first, and then it would become aser, and then you need shishim keneged the dough. Okay, so that is the discussion here by the kreplach. Okay, we officially finished packet 31, and now we could do start packet. I mean, we have 10 minutes now. We could start packet 32. Okay. Yes. I can't. What?
Let's say the meat flavor goes into the kreplach, right? But then it keeps cooking, so shouldn't the flavor then spread from the kreplach, and also won't it eventually become even, an even spread?
No, because once it went in there first, then it had a special connection over there first, because it'll never totally go out. If it's not connected or encapsulated, you know, so then it'll be mispashe b'shove, it's a free-for-all. But if it's connected organically, or it's encapsulated, then it's going to go there first, and asa there first. Okay, so the next packet, Rabosai, is a very yesoidistic packet, and it's about Recha v'Zeya. It's about and this is the discussion about ovens. A lot of people are asking about ovens now, to kasher ovens for Pesach. Right? So, and the question of Reich and Zeya. Zeya is steam. Say, for example, you have you have milk. The classic example is you have milk, boiling milk. And then there's a salami that's hanging from the top. A piece of salami. And then the milk is on the bottom and it's boiling. And the steam steams up and hits the milk. The steam of the milk hits the salami. So if it's not yatzo lettuce bow, when the steam is not yotzo lettuce bow, when it hits the salami, so then what? Then you just have to wash off the salami. But if the steam is what? Is very hot, and it, so then it'll be nivla into the salami and make the salami basa b'cholov. Okay, so that's the concept of Zeya. So it's till now we've always discussed if you cook milk and meat together. If you cook milk and meat together, so you're cooking it together. So then it will be balea. The meat will balea from the milk and vice versa. But here, the milk is here. The meat is hanging down from the ceiling with the salami is being hanging down by a string from the ceiling. So they're not being cooked together. It's only what? The zeya. The sweat, the condensation, as everybody says, from the milk that's going to the meat. So we have to see where that halacha comes from. Maybe there is no such halacha of Zeya. Does it say anywhere? I mean, all the cases in the Gemara are all cases of cooking, or being mevashel, being tzola. Maybe Zeya is like, you know, is something different. Maybe it's no longer milk anymore, or midaraisa. Right? So that's the question. And this is very relevant for ovens. Do we say that ovens have Zeya? In other words, if you cook milk in the morning, and then 2 hours later you want to put meat in, will we say that the Zeya went into the top of the oven, and now when you, of the milk, and now 2 hours later when you cook the meat will have its own Zeya, come into the top of the oven and bring down the new Zeya, the old Zeya, and asa the meat, and it'll become basa b'cholav or not? So this is a very important shaila in halacha. And then there's a concept called recha. Recha means that you're cooking two things in the oven simultaneously, right? You're cooking a piece of meat, a kosher piece of meat and a treif piece of meat in the oven simultaneously. So we assume that the fume, that it imparts like particles from each other, and they get, because Zeya usually goes upwards, right? So usually the issue of Zeya is like the case we had before. You had the milk on the bottom, and then the salami hanging from the top. And then the fumes go But what if you have something that's in an oven together and they impart fragrance, reyach? Will that aser each other or not? So that's going to be the big shaila when it comes to ovens and everything. And a lot of halacha. So this is a very, very important packet. Okay? So I'm just getting you... your feet wet today about this packet, okay? And it's very relevant lemaisa. And so first we have to learn the sugi of Reicha. That's a sugi in Psachim and Ein Vav. And then we'll do the sugi of Zeya. Okay, where I lost your... Are you turning? Can I see you guys? Would I? Hello? Do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Okay, yeah. But we don't see each other. Why don't we see each other? Yehuda? 1 second. Well, 1 second, Rabbi.
Israel, can you help me? Help! I can't see the guys. Can you press something for me? There's the rocks.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, everybody. So, so I guess Bez Hashem on Monday, we'll. I think it'll probably take more than one day to do the. To do this packet. It's an important packet. Monday, Tuesday, we'll see how it works. And then I guess we'll have officially complete, and there's a supplement also, so we'll have officially completed Bez Hashem Taruvus. Right? So, now Michael Keishlit suggests that maybe we should have the Bechina after Pesach. But I think looking at everyone's faces, I see that there's an approval of everybody. So I'm willing, you know. So when does Pesach end? Pesach ends goes
to the 16th, I think, of April.
16th of April. That's what day of the week?
The Thursday.
It ends on a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So then that Monday, is that when we should have it?
Monday the
20th? On that Sunday.
What?
We start on Monday.
You want to do it on have it on Sunday and then have start the new limit on Monday?
I'd be interested to hear what everyone thinks. I just feel like Sunday we could do that. It's not like we're going to be missing a Chazara from Tuckman, we do that, and then we just get right back into it on a Monday.
I, assuming that Rav Tuckman is able to complete the Chazaras before them, which I don't see why he wouldn't be, I'm in favor of that. I like your idea, Max.
Well, in other words, have the Bechina on the Sunday of... what date is that? The English date is what?
That would be April 19th.
Hey, that's a Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. The only thing I'm questioning is that sometimes, like... the day after. Okay, you could do that. I'm saying sometimes people might be busy trying to help in the house to get things back to order. I don't know.
I feel like in a lot of places things will be back to whatever normal is right now by before Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you know, we don't have to decide this. Okay, tentatively we'll say that it's, we could have the Bechina on Sunday. We could all be together, you know. We could have a Bechina, you know, a Zoom Bechina together. You know.
Max, do you want to put it on the WhatsApp to get everyone's opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell me, I mean, I'm totally, you know, willing to listen to what everyone wants.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
If it doesn't work for somebody, let me know, okay? So, but first we have to finish this, and I started getting, you know, bringing the packets. It was there talking about closing the building, so I brought the bus of b'chol packets home. I mean, I happen to have them all here anyway, but whatever.
Okay. Just a quick question, please. About Basar v'chala. Hello?
Yeah, who's talking?
It's Yosef Katan.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Would it be a good idea maybe to do 3 times a week during the for Basar v'chala? This way, when we reach the end of the semester, we don't have to go 4 times a week. We sort of spread it.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to do four. We've been doing that 4 times a week. I was ready to start 4 times a week with Basar b'chalav also.
Oh.
Yeah, in other words, we're not going to be doing 2 times a week. So we have to finish up. And, you know, I don't know how long we're going to be still in this mode. I assume it's not... I mean, YU is not opening till...
The email from President Berman said that will be on virtual the rest of the semester.
Right. So yeah. So okay. You know. So maybe I just definitely want to get it, you know, done. But I want, you know, as I always tell you, it's very important. Havana, you know, is very important. And Havana, you have to go slow to have Havana. You know, because people like to go quick, and then they don't have Havana. And Havana is the most, like Rav Eliashiv always says, that's the most important part of learning, is Havana. Okay, so I assume Rabbi Tuchman will give the shiur on the Sunday, Bez Hashem? Okay. Okay, so Rabosai, let me just say, okay, Max, so you let me know, Max is going to let me know that there's a possibility, if we get a new number, be able to not have to deal with the 40-minute rule. So Max is working on that. So we'll let you know if there's any change with the number. And if, basically, if we get a new number, maybe that will, the whole point of the new number would be not to have to do the 40 minute rule. Okay, Ben, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, what's with your brother's wedding?
Oh,